Now, I'm going to ask Mrs. Annie Gregg to come just now to the pulpit and share a word of testimony. Thank you, Annie.
I have to say this is my first time giving my testimony, so I definitely need the Lord's help today. But I thank God today that I have a testimony to give. I was born in Coldwater, the 11th of 12 children. We were a close family. We lived in a three-bedroom house. Mum and Dad had one room, the boys one, the girls one. And so you could say that at times we were a very close family. As far as I can remember, we were sent to First Lawrence Church every Sunday morning. We had to walk about half a mile or so for the bus. Then after we came home from church, had lunch and walked again to Coldwater Orange Hall for Sunday school. That was rain, hail or snow. My father only had a wee van, so he used it for work. We didn't get a lift to Sunday school in case we dirtied our good clothes. During my time at First Larne, I never had heard anything about salvation. In later years, I was working in Woodsides, and Rose McFall worked there. She invited me to come here to the Free Church. Eventually, I gave in, and on my first visit, I wondered what type of preaching was this, as I've never heard of coming to Christ to get saved, even in First Larne. As time went by, I seemed to be more keen to come here, so I found myself most Sundays in Larne Free Church. And on Sunday, April 1996, the Reverend Gordon was preaching on broken pieces, and I was really spoken to that day. And after the service, the Reverend Gordon led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can honestly say today, the Lord has kept me going on with himself from that day, and that is 25 years ago. Next, I told my children about getting saved. Also sent my brothers and sisters a letter and sending them a copy of St. John's Gospel. And to this day, only two of my brothers and myself are saved out of 12 children. And my two brothers have gone on to glory. My sister that has just died, I think she may be saved, but I won't know until I go over there. My prayer to the Lord daily is that he would speak to my children and grandchildren. And as I have only three brothers and two sisters left, that I would see them all one for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for bringing us back here to Larne Free Church and for the welcome we got. I pray the Lord would bless Mr. Brown here and his ministry. He would see prayers answered for more families to come in, more children for the Sunday school and the children's meeting. May the Lord bless us here in this little church, and thank you for listening.
Some weeks ago, when we were just thinking about what to do for this service, the one after Christmas, and while I was thinking about that, Annie began to pray in the prayer meeting. She doesn't know this. She began to pray in the prayer meeting just before the service. It was actually the harvest service. And she began to pray about how the Lord spoke to her and saved her here in Larne. And I thought at that point, well, there's the woman to ask. I never asked her, mind you, to 4 days ago, but I knew in my mind. Therefore, tonight, I think it's very obvious, we will have then our brother Sammy Gregg tonight to bring a word of testimony as well. Looking forward to that, but it is just delightful to hear of the Lord saving souls, no matter where they're saved. But it's particularly encouraging for us that through the pulpit ministry here, someone being saved. That was 1996, Anna, yes. And that was encouraging to hear, just through the preaching of the Word of God, a soul brought to Christ. And the most of you will be aware of the two McFall sisters who came here many years ago. I have buried both of them now, two ladies in Christ. And there was the witness of one of them. And that's the fruit today of just serving the Lord with those whom you know, inviting people in and praying for them. I have no doubt that the McFall sisters would have both been praying for Annie. And today, in glory, they're able to hear of one testify. And they'll see one someday in heaven who was saved through their witness and through their ministry. And I trust even that's an encouragement to us all at the end of the year to keep witnessing, keep serving, keep praying, until we see the Lord bringing individuals and families to Christ. So, Annie, thank you very much. Look forward, Sammy, to tonight. And do join with us again for that word of testimony this evening. Perhaps as we're just finishing this hymn, we'll ask our brother Sammy Gregg just to come up to the pulpit and to bring a word of testimony. So we're glad to have both Annie and Sammy tonight. We look forward to his word of testimony. So just coming near the hymn, brother, you come on ahead. We look forward to hearing how the Lord has worked in your heart.
Well, I like to thank God that I have a testimony to give. The last time I gave a testimony in this place, it was nearly full. That was a good number of years ago. So some of the people in here have heard my testimony before. But it's good to renew it again. Mr. Brown said that he would give me an hour, but he might live to regret it. It was only Joe, and he said I could either give my testimony or sing. But Annie thought I'd be better give my testimony. So we're going to read a few verses of scripture here. For they are the basis of my testimony, and they are found in Romans chapter 10, commencing at verse 1. The Apostle Paul says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." And then over then to verse 9, that it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So then in verse 17 it says then, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I wasn't to say any more, that my testimony is based up on the verses of this scripture. Paul says that his heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Well, I can thank God tonight for those whose heart's desire and prayer for me was that I might be saved. I can think of parents, Sunday school teachers, and Christian workers who spoke to me about my need of salvation. And that I thank the Lord that four Sunday school teachers who faithfully spoke the word of God to me, when they taught me verses of scripture, taught me choruses, and taught me the way of salvation. And sadly, that I didn't take heed to them then at that time. And I would say to anybody as a Sunday school teacher to keep praying on for the children, because one day they'll come. For the scripture says that if you cast your bread upon the waters, you'll find it after many days. And that's true. But my testimony begins way back when I was a child, just going to Sunday school. I was born into a Presbyterian home. I would say an old-fashioned Presbyterian home. That type of a home was where the Word of God was honoured, where the Sunday was observed. You did nothing on the Sabbath day that you did through the week, and were taught faithfully to the scriptures, went over the verses of scripture that the Sunday school teachers told us to learn. We were put over them even on a Saturday night before the Sabbath day, that we might know the verses of scripture. I could quote, in those days I could quote the 23rd Psalm, I could quote other chapters of the Bible, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 55, and verses of scripture like that, and the verses in the New Testament as well, and maybe whole chapters could quote it at that time, but sadly, I got away from that. We went to church, went to Sunday school on a Sunday morning, then we stayed for church, and our parents came to church to make sure we were there, and some of them maybe wasn't able to come, but there always one of them came and made sure we were there. And we went home, had our lunch. Then in the afternoon, we went to the Gospel Hall Sunday School. And we had to walk, and it was 2 miles. For I was brought up in the village of Richard, and we were brought up in the farming community. And we had to walk. There was no cars there. There was very few people had a car, but we didn't even have a bicycle. And you walked there, rain, hail, or snow. And the afternoon, that Sunday School, at the age of 10, God spoke to me about being saved. Those men that came there every Sunday, they taught the Word of God to us. They spoke to us about God's way of salvation. And I made a promise to God that whenever I would leave school, I would get saved. For I didn't want my schoolmates around to laugh at me because if I said I was saved. But I left school and I didn't get saved. And then I made God a promise that I would save when I would be 21. But whenever I came 21, I didn't get saved. And it went on year after year, promise after promise. And I went to a Wednesday night service in Ballymena. My youngest brother, he lived in Ballymena, and he said to me, he says that he was going to a church in the Waveney Road. It was the Gospel Tabernacle then. It was Dr. Paisley's father had it. And although he was retired from the pastorate, his son-in-law, Reverend James Beggs, he was there. And my brother, he said, hear this young man preaching. He says he's a great preacher. So I went along to hear him. And then I started going to that church then. And then one night at a Wednesday night service, I went to the Wednesday night service and not intending to get saved or anything, but there's a young man gave his testimony, and he gave his testimony, and he spoke, and he quoted a verse of scripture in which he said afterwards that he never would have quoted that verse of scripture in his testimony, but that night he quoted that verse of scripture, for the harvest is past and the summer has ended, and you're not saved. And that struck me that night. But I went out that night. Mr. Beggs made an appeal, but I went out of the service that night rejecting the Lord. And Mr. Beggs said to me afterwards, he says, I knew you were convicted. He says, for I saw your face, I saw your conviction in your face, and I knew that you were convicted. So I went home. But I couldn't sleep. I couldn't go to bed. I couldn't sleep. And sat down and got my Bible and opened my Bible. And opened the Bible at that chapter there. And where it says there in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God did raise him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I done that night. I just got down. And I didn't know much about praying. for any praying that I done, it was just quoting the Lord's Prayer. For we were taught to quote the Lord's Prayer, to pray that every night before we went to sleep. And I just quoted that prayer. And I quoted that verse of Scripture, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And there's another wee chorus then that we used to sing, and I quoted that too, and asked the Lord to save me. And I believed that night that the Lord did save me, but I wasn't happy the next day. I wasn't happy that I had done the right thing. And I went to see Mr. Beggs the next night and talked to him, and he assured me that if I prayed that prayer and if I believed that the Lord had saved me, then be saved, for whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. And that's what I did, and I believe he was saved. But time went on, I got away from the Lord. You know, we do get away from the Lord at times, you know, and I didn't go back into the world, didn't get back into sin, you know, into the world, but I got away from him, backslid a while, but then it went on for years, and I thank God that the night that Annie got saved, I came back to the Lord, and I've been going on with him ever since, and I trust to keep on going on with him, and I think the best is yet to be. May God bless this word of testimony. Although Mr. Brown said he'd give me an hour, but I didn't take an hour. Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you very much, brother, for that clear word of testimony again. And similar to his wife, there was one individual person who was witnessing to them and no doubt praying for him. I obviously know Reverend Beggs very, very well, but I suspect that Sammy's brother didn't just want Sammy to come and hear a preacher. He wanted Sammy to come and be exposed to the gospel and meet Christ. And that was certainly what transpired from that. So again, we are encouraged tonight about evangelism. Those who are young, those who are mature, keep praying, keep inviting, keep serving, even during these pandemic times, that we would see the lost saved, family members won, and the kingdom of God extended. So brother, thank you for your word of testimony.